Jimmy, let me ask you this very, very quickly. We obviously know the Bible is clear about the land being given to Israel, the borders of the land, and the fact that Israel was to move in, have dominion over that land, and cultivate it, build it, develop it. Is anything that's happening today being motivated by Israel's understanding of those Old Testament passages, or is this unrelated to any of that?
David, most of the Jewish settlers are Orthodox Jews. They're students of the Word of God. That doesn't mean they're born-again Christians. They're Orthodox Jews studying the Bible. They understand, for example, Ezekiel 34, which I mentioned, God saying he's going to bring the Jews into the land and give them this land. They understand Ezekiel 36, which 35 times talks about the land that God has promised to give the Jews and tells them actually how to deal with that land. But when you bring to the table, in addition to that, yesterday, there was a very important rabbi who lives in the Jewish settlements that was murdered by the Palestinian terrorists. And at the funeral yesterday afternoon, the Jewish settlers were wanting revenge. They don't want to allow this to happen, so they're ready to stand up and go at it. I was among a group of Jewish settlers in a demonstration recently where I went up to one of the settlers, just a man standing there on the street, and I said, "Why are you here?" And he looked at me and he said, "Buddy, the people, the land, and the Bible are inseparable." And when you have that type of attitude, that's the main reason that they want these settlements, and the Jewish leadership recognizes this. That's why they gave the green light.